642, 1320 WILS. So State Senator Patrick Kolbeck today announcing that he is running for governor in 2018. He's ready to take the position. And he is here with us on WILS to tell us what led him to make the decision. Senator, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, sounds like you're on. Sounds like you're on the road.
Sorry, I got meeting to meeting here.
The
key driver for getting into the election is actually there's a lot of people that were encouraging us to do this for quite some time out in the grassroots. As you know, we've got a pretty straightforward conservative record. That's something that a lot of legislators struggle and would prize, but we've been very consistent on all the issues that matter most to the people of Michigan, and a lot of them pushing us in this direction. So my wife and I, believe me, this is not plan A for us. This is never something that we saw ourselves doing. My background is as an aerospace engineer. I've owned a small business, but the idea of getting into this and continuing on in service up in Lansing is something that was, we believe it's based on our call of faith. So,
now, Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley and Attorney General Bill Schuette are expected to get in the race. Why should people vote for you instead of these two potential candidates?
Well, I've got a demonstrated record where I'm making sure that I've taken principled stands where I have demonstrated that my best interest is all the people, not just the special interests up in Lansing.
Okay, and, look at someone like Bill Schuette. How do you say that he's standing up for the special interest?
Well, I got to tell you, right now, I'm focused entirely on the stuff that we've done, so I'm not going to get into the compare and contrast because he's not even in the race,
right. Frankly,
right now. And I like Bill Schuette personally. I like Brian Calley personally, so I don't want to even get into some of that stuff. The fact remains that on all the policies that matter most to the voters in Michigan, such as Proposal 1, when voters rejected by a 4-to-1 margin, the tax increase proposal that was put up onto the voters, and then when the legislature came back within 2 months and proposed another tax increase, this time without the approval of the voters, that's the type of stuff that just drives me up the wall, because we are supposed to be serving their best interests. And if there are no other solutions out there, maybe that's the last option. You go up and approach it, but I challenge every single one of my colleagues up in Lansing to a public debate if they thought we need to increase tax for roads. And the fact is, we never did have to. And as soon as we passed that legislation, they transferred $400 million from general fund out of the transportation budget and used it to backfill potholes and Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Patrick, because Gretchen Whitmer, she's announced she's already raised $1 million. She announced that at the Mackinac Policy Conference. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, there's special interests do buy favor inside elections, but the good thing is we have a lot of grassroots support. And $10,000 donations equals $10,000 donations is kind of what I like to say, and it's true. At last election, my Senate elections, we had the largest number of individual donations out of all of my caucus members. And the message that we're in here for the service. This is not a case where I'm looking for a title. This is a case where I want to make sure that we start respecting the citizen to put us into office.
Let me ask you this, because Governor Snyder obviously has his own record. What kind of governor would you be as compared to what he's done in office?
Well, number one, I want to make sure that we're putting the best interests of all of our citizens at the heart of all of our policy decisions. So when we get legislation like was recently passed out with the Detroit Salt Company that gives a targeted policy benefit to one company in the state of Michigan at the expense of all the others who may want to compete with them, that's a problem. When we start talking about data center initiatives, where we're going off and targeting specific companies that are data centers for special tax credits, that's a problem. We need to do broad-based economic development policy. So that's one big difference. That means having health care, a system that actually lowers costs and improves care, which I've been promoting all across the state. That means promoting energy choice so we can save money on electricity. That means cutting our taxes.
Right. Hey, Patrick, you're on the road. Where are you heading right now?
Going out to the Farmingtonary Republicans and going to have a nice little conversation with them and hear what they have to say.
Well, he announced it today. It's State Senator Patrick Kolbeck now officially running for governor. Senator Kolbeck, great to have you here. Let's talk again soon.
Oh, appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you very much.